Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2019. To get you started, gerrymandering is once again up before the Supreme Court. The court has declined 5 times to intervene in partisan gerrymandering cases, but opponents are hoping that time number 6 will be the charm. In a pair of cases today, the court is considering whether congressional districts set by North Carolina Republicans and Maryland Democrats gave their respective candidates an advantage over the past decade. A decision against either state could signal a change in how legislatures controlled by one party determine their election districts. Chief Justice John Roberts, who has sided with liberal justices in several key cases, looms as the deciding vote. You can head to usatoday.com/politics for an explainer from Blake Ellison, a redistricting map expert on how packing and cracking are used to draw district lines.
Classic strategy is known as packing and cracking. Party that's doing the districting is going to look at the party that they wish to disfavor with their plan and pack as many of their voters into as few districts as possible.
A federal ban on bump stocks will go into effect today. The devices that can make semi-automatic rifles fire almost as rapidly as a machine gun came especially under heavy scrutiny after the 2017 Las Vegas massacre, when a gunman killed 58 people and injured 800 others while using one. Owners have until today to destroy the devices or turn them into an office at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Failing to do so carries a $250,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. Next up, the NFL's annual league meeting is underway in Arizona. Man, there's plenty for the league to discuss. The league has already decided to let its oldest rivalry, Packers-Bears, kick off the season, bucking the trend of putting the defending Super Bowl champions on opening night. But that team, the Patriots, are still well in the spotlight, with owner Robert Kraft facing charges of soliciting prostitution. Meanwhile, star tight end Rob Gronkowski announced yesterday that he's retiring from pro football. USA Today Sports' Lorenzo Reyes wonders what his absence could mean going forward for football's blue-chip franchise.
On Sunday, Rob Gronkowski announced that he was retiring from the NFL, and with that, I don't think there's any way we can question that he goes down as one of the best, if not the best, tight end to have ever played football. So in what may be the understatement of the year, Gronkowski's retirement leaves a massive hole on New England's roster. Even though he's certainly lost a step or two in his age, he was still one of the most consistent, dynamic pass-catching weapons in New England's offense and one of Tom Brady's most trusted targets. Not only that, but one thing a lot of people overlook with Gronk is that he was dominant in the run-blocking game and sometimes could affect the game and change it completely without even having the ball in his hands. So does this mean that an end to the Patriots dynasty is coming? I would pump the brakes on that a little bit. I will say that the timing of the announcement is a little curious. With free agency all but done now, teams typically want some time and some heads up, a little bit of leeway to know how much money they'll have to spend. The Patriots potentially could have used some of Gronkowski's salary to improve the roster and entice some free agents to come over, potentially re-sign some players who've walked away. And with the team's draft preparations pretty much fully set by now, Gronkowski's retirement leaves another uncertainty. Tight end was always going to be a position that the Patriots wanted to address in the draft, but now it's a must-have. And with pre-draft visits, pre-draft workouts, and scouting pretty much already set, the Patriots might have to adjust on the fly a little bit here.
The Food and Drug Administration today will make recommendations on defining the risks of chronic conditions associated with breast implants. That comes just a day after experts said it was too soon to ban a type of breast implant that has been linked to cancer. The FDA has been grappling with how to deal with new findings that show implants can trigger a rare form of lymphoma that grows in the scar tissue surrounding the breasts. In the U.S., some 400,000 women get breast implants each year, a quarter of whom do so after cancer surgery. Thousands of women have blamed their implants for a slew of ailments, including fatigue and rheumatoid arthritis. And last up, Oprah has a new book out today. The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose, combines quotes and short interviews from her years interviewing world-famous dignitaries and celebrities with her own life experience and wisdom thrown in as well. She dedicates the book to teachers who, as she puts it, help us realize we can take on the world. And you can catch new episodes of Five Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. Five Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.